While we are busy planting trees to offset our carbon emissions, global warming could itself make that counterproductive. A study by researchers at Northern Arizona University and the University of Waikato indicates a temperature threshold beyond which plant carbon uptake slows and carbon release accelerates. In other words, speeding up climate change instead of slowing it down. Lead author of the study is researcher at Northern Arizona University, Dr. Catherine Duffy. Hello, welcome to Saturday Morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's a strange quality. Let's see if we can get you any better, otherwise we may have to call you back. Are you saying, has your research found that it can get too warm for plants to absorb more carbon than they release? It's a simple temperature equation, is it?
Yeah, so plants are living beings just like ourselves, and you can think of our own body temperature. When we have a fever, our body starts to struggle and shut down if it gets too warm, and the same is true for all other living things, including plants.
And if photosynthesis declines while respiration increases, QED, it becomes adding to carbon, it becomes a carbon source. A forest becomes a carbon source and not a carbon sink.
Exactly. So right now, the terrestrial biosphere, which is something is a big envelope we use to include all the plants on the Earth system. All the plants on the Earth system essentially right now pick up about 30% of our TAP. Every time we put out 1 ton of carbon dioxide, plants pick up 30% of that. And so plants are currently mitigating climate change and sort of giving us an ecosystem service that is slowing global warming. And what we've published in this paper is showing that plants are rapidly, or we are rapidly entering climate spaces where plants may slow that discount on carbon emissions and or reverse it, because that carbon that they store in their trunks and in the soils, that is vulnerable to release.
So what does this say about our comforting belief that if we catch a plane, we can offset the carbon by planting trees? Should we not do that anymore?
I think that we need to absolutely address climate change in every way possible. What we need to actually take into account, however, is how fragile this ecosystem service that we're currently counting on is. That seedlings that we plant today may be under pretty extreme temperature stress in a couple of decades, unless we are actively mitigating climate change today. And that really needs to focus on emissions reductions.
Climate change is such a moving target, isn't it, because of the feedback loops?
Absolutely. And that is something that, so when we did this work that was published with the University of Waikato, we actually didn't go into this study looking for a tipping point. We simply wanted to generate a temperature dependence curve for the terrestrial biosphere, because it's very important to understand when we're modeling things like how the Earth is working. Once we generated this temperature dependence curve, we asked, you know, how close are we to the temperature maximum of photosynthesis? And we realized that we were actually beginning to cross that threshold over the last decade, which was the warmest decade on record. And so we didn't go into this looking for the tipping point, but climate change is rapidly pushing us forward such that we're starting to experience temperatures on Earth that are affecting photosynthesis.
Does this hold true for what we regard as major carbon sinks in the world, the tropical rainforests and the Amazon in Southeast Asia?
Absolutely. And something that's a little frightening is that the Amazon and some of the boreal forests and taiga forests in Russia, two incredibly productive ecosystems, either for how much carbon they cycle and or their distribution on the planet in the case of the taiga, Those are two of the ecosystems that actually cross their temperature tipping point quite early. And those ecosystems crossing a temperature tipping point have major implications for how much carbon is cycled and stored. And so as we think about climate change, as we're thinking about climate change mitigation, we need to really think about protecting some of these really rich, diverse, and productive biomes
But
and
it
not
might be
counting
too
on,
late, Catherine. It might be too late because of the long tail of climate change, as it were. So maybe it doesn't actually matter if the Amazon forest is cut down. We should focus on some kind of carbon absorption technology.
You're correct in that there's a lot of inertia in the Earth system. However, I do think that something we can do is restore ecosystems and make them more resilient to climate change. Oftentimes, say in ponderosa pine forests or evergreen needleleaf forests, we can take action to make those forests more resilient to warmer temperatures and more drought in the future. And that's another thing that we can do to sort of mitigate some of this impact that we brought up in the paper.
I don't know whether your research looked into different types of plants or trees that are better at being resilient than others.
We did look at, so the data we used is over every major biome across the earth. And some of those biomes are more grass dominated. Those are adapted to photosynthesize at higher temperatures. The problem with that is that those are ecosystems that store and cycle less carbon. So it's not the photosynthesis will stop. It's just how much carbon will the terrestrial biosphere continue to take in and then store. So given temperature tipping points, we expect there will be some shifts in ecosystem distribution such that those ecosystems will align with future climate. That will be a kind of chaotic and messy process and will likely alter how much carbon is taken up still.
In short, however, what you seem to be indicating is that in its plan to become carbon neutral by 2060, China, with its massive tree planting efforts, or the United States with its Trillion Trees Act, or New Zealand with its Billion Trees Plan, we're all dreaming unless we simultaneously dramatically reduce carbon emissions.
Exactly. Nature is an amazingly efficient machine, as in it's a pretty cheap technology to take carbon out of the atmosphere, but these trees are still living things that are susceptible to limitations, physical limitations. And so we actually need to do both. We need to plant trees as a way to help ecosystems be resilient, but we need to look at ourselves and reduce our own emissions such that we don't push our climate past what it can handle and function.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Catherine Duffy. Dr. Catherine Duffy is at Northern Arizona University.